Good morning. Good day, everyone. It is day 25. And this one is entitled Generational Covenant of Life and Peace. Restful one, listen with your spirit to God's word for you. My covenant was with Levi, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. Malachi 2:5-6. God's original intent was that all 12 tribes would be priestly tribes, that there would be a nation of priests to the nations of the world. Due to sin in the camp, many of them lost that privilege, and Levi as a tribe was chosen to be the priestly tribe to represent the nation. God created a covenant of life and peace for that tribe. He gave them life and peace to give to others. Malachi says, this called for reverence. God is inviting you to come into a covenant of life and peace with him. When you enter into that covenant, you receive a richer title than that of Levi. You become a member of the royal priesthood. You have received peace from God, and you are learning to walk in that peace and to bring others into that peace. This is foundational. The next step is to have a reverential awe of God, who reconciled you to himself and gave you such a covenant of life and peace. Ponder the marvel and the privilege of his covenant of life and peace with you, and God will place true instruction in your mouth. God's intent is that you will come to know him more deeply as you celebrate the majesty of what he has done for you in giving you this covenant of life and peace. It will unlock deeper and more profound truths from the word of God so that your lips will have an anointing for true instruction. The last step is that Levi turned many from sin as he walked with God in peace and personal uprightness. I bless you, restful one, with this same anointing, although you walk in a different priesthood. I bless you with entering into a covenant of life and peace. I bless you with knowing your Father and speaking of him and bringing many others to know him. I bless you with an anointing of revering God that produces wisdom so that true instruction comes from your mouth, being fruitful, life-giving, and transformational. I bless you with turning many from their sin and bringing many into the same reverence that you have of the Most High God. The hardness and profound lack of reverence of your culture is an invitation for God to do bigger things for you than he has ever done in other generations. It has nothing to do with the hardness of the culture or everything, and everything to do with the anointing of God and his revelation. I bless you, restful one, with not taking for granted the anointing of reverence that you have in the covenant of life and peace. I bless you with waking up each morning with awe that God would choose to be in covenant with you, because out of that blessing of awe of God will come instruction, wisdom, and words of truth from your lips. I bless you with words of truth that are piercing, encouraging, and clarifying. I bless those words of instruction to be articulated in many ways. I bless you with the blessings that Samuel had, that none of his words fell to the ground. 1 Samuel 3:19. I bless you with words of instruction, so that anointing with the wisdom, instruction so anointed with the wisdom and reverence of God, that you turn many from sin. I bless you, restful one, with a profound generational anointing of peace on your life that will bring reverence and wisdom to generations after you. I bless you that the family line you established may be known as a family of peace, a family that imparts peace, a family of wisdom, of reverence, of holiness. I bless you with bringing many in the next generation into reverence of God so that they have the wisdom of God. They in turn may turn many to a covenant of life and peace with God so that the next generation would reveal God and have words of wisdom for the next generation after that. I bless you with laying the foundation for many godly generations through being in a covenant of life and peace with Most High God. I bless you with all these blessings of peace in the name of the Prince of Peace, in the name of the God who makes peace, who instructs you and mentors you in peace, so that all your children and children's children will have great peace. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that we would really understand the fear of the Lord. Lord, there's a misunderstanding, I think, for many about what being living in the fear of the Lord is. As a part of transparency, Lord, I knew what it was to know what an angry father is. And I really balked at the idea of the fear of the Lord because I think for many they have a misunderstanding of who the Father is to begin with, and I assumed of the fear of the Lord as being afraid of God. And I'll just say that some of my generational lineage comes from streams or a stream in which the being afraid of God is the motivator to obey God is the preeminent thing. Where there are great roots in the very early parts of what that is, but what grew over generation and generation was just lots of baggage and religion and all of those types of things. And the point is that, Lord, I pray that we not just have a legacy and a lineage to be afraid of God, but, Lord, that we have a fuller anticipation and understanding of what the fear of God is, which is awe and wonder. It is a fearful thing to be put in the hands of an almighty and all-powerful God, for sure. But Lord, I pray for the majesty of God, the magnificence, the enormity, the endlessness, just like it is hard for any brain to really conceive of the fact that space is limited, is unlimited, there's no end, or what eternity really is. Just to sit and meditate on there being no end, or that there be no beginning and no end. There's no far left and far east. There's no end to outer space as far as we understand it. Just like that is impossible to really understand, just like for there to be a God that there is no end and beginning to, just blows our mind, so there be some encapsulation, some opening, some revelatory drop, Lord, today about coming to grips with all that you really are and all that you, the unlimited God, have paved the way and given into us, including the covenant of life and peace. Lord, for so many, I believe that when we get to heaven, we will be held accountable for every idle word. But as Bob Jones once said, the prophets are known on earth for what they say, and on heaven they're known for what they don't say. I believe, Lord, that it's when you say you judge a person by their heart, that there are whole things that have nothing to do with what we ever publicly say that we're going to be held accountable to, and that we will be known for. That there are incidental things where, just like the children that are always watching and imitating their parents, that there are people all around us all the time that are noticing things, and that we're going to have impact in, on, good or bad, that we have no intentional or conscious knowledge of. Lord, open up for a moment, even just this moment, an expansion of our imagination of you. And if you promise, if you say in your word that it's beyond anything that we could ever hope or imagine, there's an ever increasing aspect of us having an idea, a knowledge of you, imagining something bigger, and then realizing that beyond our imagination lies a greater reality of who you are, of what's available, of, in a sense, who we are because of you. I pray, Lord, that we grab the invitation, a real greater appreciation of what we already have in you. And that, Lord, that our culture, which is really your culture, that your culture, our heavenly home, that we are aliens to this world, that your culture, our home culture of heaven, to be imputed in some fashion to us today, that there be some communal thing, just like, you know, you are in us, we are in you, we are one in a sense. Just like marriage is like a picture of our relationship with you, that there's some aspect in which we are seated with you in heavenly places and we're here at the same time, that there be some common union, a communion today with you and that place to open up for us to have some grander encapsulation, experience, comprehension or sense of a reality that we know of, but we may not know. In Spanish, Lord, there are two words that say, I know. There's ser and conocer. Ser would be to say, yo sé, as I know. I know of. So when someone would ask you, do you know, do you know Ashley? Or do you know Bill Johnson? They're asking, you know, if depending on which word they're used, they're asking if you know them personally or if you know about them. Do you know where this person lives? Are you saying that you know where, as in you know their address, or have you actually been to their home? So it'd be like, you know, you'll say Bill Johnson. Like, I know about him, but I've never met him. I don't know him. Pero yo conozco Ashley. I personally know her. And that same thing, there, just like there are many words for love, three words of love in the Greek language, that there are things, I think there's a color in all of the languages that have ever been created since the Tower of Babel that somehow could give a fuller expression of concepts and ideas that our language does not have context for. And that, Lord, that we want to know you in that fashion of, you know, I think that's what you're asking. You asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? Some say you're a prophet. Some say you're Moses. Some say you're Elijah. And he says, boom, but who do you say I am? And you're asking the same question today. Who do you say that I am? That's the only question that really matters. You're none other than the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven only. And upon this rock we will build the church. Upon this revelation we are going to build the church. Lord, let it be today that there's something that we know. Conocer, conozco. There's something that we know today. Intimately know that we never knew before. Some aspect, some facet of you would expand And that, Lord, that there be something in our lives established, founded, that is handed down through the generations like a DNA. But it's not religion. Isn't just looking back on a time or list of do's and don'ts. But there be a relationship, there be a culture that is established, that it sets a new record, a new way of being, a new path forward that is infectious, that captures everyone else around us, that puts a sheen on our lives, a scent, an aroma, that people are like, what is that? What is that ingredient? What is that flavor? I just have to have whatever that thing is. That, Lord, there be something like that that is imputed from heaven into us, into what we're establishing and creating, whether it's in our own family, where physical children or spiritual children, or in our businesses or in any aspect of our lives, and that there be, as a generational lineage, that there be something transcendent that will last, a legacy, for lack of a better term, that is founded and originated, the origins of which from you and from heaven, they would override anything here. And that they would last. Or as Ashley says, that it would be from the eternal. The things that are birthed of the Spirit are eternal. Everything else is wood, hay, and stubble. Lord, we are tired of the wood, hay, and stubble. And in a way, I remember saying, Lord, I don't want any more opinions. I'm not going to use that euphemism, but basically, you know, everybody's got one, and most of the opinions stink, right? I don't want any more opinions. I want to know the truth. I want to know what you say. I want to know what my Father's saying. I want to be about my Father's business. Lord, I want to do as you did, to do only see what I do my Father doing, where they ask if I need food, and it's like, I have food of another type that you know not of. It's to do the will of my Father. Lord, for us all, but I pray especially for these ones that I am praying for now, God, that there be an expansiveness like there has never been. Open up for them today. And I pray, God, for an alignment, an awareness, an attunement, a positioning, an opening, a softness of heart for us to be able to receive it. There be a greater capacity than there ever has been, and it would completely create, change our culture, not just improve it. It's like when we die and we are resurrected into new life, we are a new creation. That there be something in our DNA that literally changed today, but is really born out of our perspective to change of who you are and all that you've done for us and all that is available, Lord. That the majesty of God unfold before us, and that we never be the same. We bless you and love you in Jesus' name.